Welcome back, everybody, to the Eagle Boys. As always, my name is Nick.
My name is Drew. Welcome back.
And we have a very special guest with us today. We have Matt Harris on the tech with us today.
Yo.
So we can get a lot more information to you quicker instead of just staring at our phones the entire time like jackasses.
Yeah, I mean, I might be looking at mine.
Might be just a little bit, but it's fine.
It'll just be me.
It'll be fine. So I actually wanted to start today because I heard this news story. Right. It was this news story about this Asian kid who burnt down a house, killing five people.
That's cool.
Because he thought they took his phone. Well, someone did take his iPhone and he thought it was that house.
Mm-hmm.
So he burnt it to the ground, killed five people.
Yeah.
And it turns out it wasn't even the right house.
I wonder, like, what has to be going through your head when you kill someone?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Not only that, but, like, why in the literal fuck are you burning? What brought you to burn down a house over an iPhone?
I don't know, dude.
What
maybe
the literal fuck was going through your head?
Was there drug use involved?
Look up that story real quick if you could, Matt. It literally happened, like, a week ago.
Tell him what to look. I don't think he knows what to look up.
Just look up arson over iPhone.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, dude. I mean, do you remember when the fucking PS3s came out and people were getting shot for that?
Yeah, people were losing their minds over that.
But like, why doesn't that happen for the PS4 or the 5, you know?
It did kind of happen for the 5. Like, people were rioting to get PS5s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
People were
losing their freaking minds.
So right now, if you go on backmarket.com, which we're not sponsored by, but if you go to their website,
it'd be cool if you did, but
you can get one for $440.
His name's Kevin Boo.
Kevin Boo is his
name. B-U-I.
And so my coworker said something today about this that I lost my absolute shit over.
Yeah.
Like, I absolutely lost my mind. I was laughing so hard.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I don't understand why that kid was so mad. Like, if he wanted another iPhone, he could have just made one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I swear to God, I was losing my shit when he said that, dude. Like, because it was so out of nowhere, you know? Because we were just straight up talking about it, and he hits me with that.
Think of, like, because the day is coming to where we can just stop. Did you have more information on that?
He's 20 now.
He's 20?
But, like, did he go to prison? Like what's it?
Well, I'm sure he's under arrest.
It's not much information.
It, like, literally happened, like, a week ago.
He faces up to 60 years.
I'm fucking sure he is. I'm, like, almost certain that he's facing 60 years.
Dude, we're coming up on the time, too, to where, like, crime is, like, in general, is, like, it can get pretty bad. Like, if you're just...
Oh, yeah. It gets bad, man.
But, like, if you're just, like, stealing some shit, I mean, big deal. I think, like, theft over $1,000 is a big deal, but if it's under $1,000, they don't even do anything.
No, it's like a misdemeanor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that theft over $1,000, that's grand theft.
Yeah.
And that's a felony.
Yeah, which is fucked.
Yeah. But still, burning down a house.
Killed five people.
Killing five people over an iPhone. Let's say he even got it right. Let's say he got the right house. Still.
I mean, I can understand it if he found some messages.
No death is good enough for that kid.
What if
justifies that?
If he found an iPhone and like his wife was like fucking someone, like, and he was like, "Fuck you, I'm gonna burn this shit down," just like Eminem, dude. I'm gonna tie it
to the bed and set the house on fire.
Yeah,
fire bar, by the way, crazy bar, but fire nonetheless.
Dude, that kind of reminds me, dude. Have you ever lived somewhere where, like, you have, like, neighbors that always get into fucking fights. Like, fuck you, bitch. You're a dumb cunt.
Actually,
why the fuck didn't you pick up toilet paper, you know?
The stupidest shit in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, that's kind of funny you say that. Actually, at the Arbors, where we used to live, my brother and I used to live, we did have a couple like that. They didn't live there very long, just because, I don't know what happened, but, yeah, they just didn't live there very long. But still,
it's over the stupidest shit.
It's over the stupidest shit in the world.
Think of living your life like that. Just coming home and fucking screaming at
someone.
Just
screaming at someone? Like, I.
You burnt the mashed potatoes! Bah!
Like,
fucking right in the net fucking head.
Lay her ass the fuck out over mashed potatoes or something.
I don't like peas, bitch!
You overcooked the roast, bitch! You know what I'm saying? It couldn't be me. I couldn't do it like that. You know what I mean? Because, like, dude, if I'm in a relationship where I'm fighting with them every day,
yeah,
I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I'm fucking leaving.
No, I'm the same way. I've been...
Like, even if children are... children being involved might change that for me a little bit. Because I don't want my child broken, broken up between parents.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not something I want.
I mean, I feel like if kids are involved, I mean, I've seen people do fucked up shit to kids.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Like, and believe me, I would never... Like, okay, I will discipline my children, but I won't, like, take my fucking day out on them.
I've actually dated girls in the past who had kids, and, like, a couple of them, like, the way they talked to their kids, I was like, I am never hanging out with you again.
Dude, seriously, that it's just so sickening fun. Sometimes.
She was like, get off the bed, you little fucker. I'm like, did you just call your kid a little fucker?
Fucker?
What? Like, you're going to give me flashbacks.
I would even go as far as say, you shouldn't even really talk to your dog like that.
Yeah, you know the child felt love on that.
Yeah, you know he was feeling all the love when you called him a little fucker. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, okay, so I was at, sorry to switch the subject, but I just thought of this. I was at Meijer yesterday, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know why I bring up Meijer every single time, but.
I mean, dude, we're there every single day, I feel like,
but
both of us.
Dude, I was at Meijer yesterday, and there was this girl that fucking cut me. I was, like, rounding a corner, and this chick cut me off. And I was about to, like, look at her, but.
I'd be like, excuse me, bitch.
She was missing an arm. And then it made me realize. People who have, like, missing arms and shit, they can just do whatever they want.
They really can. What are you going to say?
Like, yeah, exactly.
What are you going to say to them?
It's so awkward to be like, oh, yep, you are disabled.
You are fucking disabled.
Let me give you a hand.
Can I help you? Do you need a hand, miss?
Do you need a hand, bitch? It reminds me of that. You ever seen that movie, Scary Movie? Mm. Like, the first one? When he like the butler with like the fucked up hand and the dude in the wheelchair just like throwing shots at each other and that one and the freaking butler just goes like he's talking to the man in the wheelchair, he's like, I'm gonna be the bigger man and walk away. Walk. It was just so gnarly, dude. He said, oh, let me give you a round of applause when talking to the guy with the fucked up hand.
Oh, they roast each other so hard.
Oh, that was so nice. How about you give yourself a standing ovation?
Dude, I wrote some rap lyrics. Do you want to hear them?
Oh, fuck. All right. Sure. Yeah, hit me with them.
Going out to dinner, maybe Benihana. Trying to stay low-key, I don't want the drama. Want to keep it real and true, that's on my mama. Then that's the end of that bar. And then
I love the part.
The part really, really drove it home. Really drove it home there.
Let me see.
I actually haven't written lyrics in a very long time. Same. Like, I don't know, I've been doing more producing. You know what I mean?
I'll just sit down and just write some shit, because I feel like if I have stuff prepared to go off of when we do, like, you know, like, recording shit, then I feel like I can ease into it better.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just, like, being on the spot and thinking of shit, because that's, like, New York style. I mean, I don't know if I can really do it like that.
See, here's my thing about it. I feel like I think too much about lyrics.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I think about it too much. Because I actually remember back in the day, I saw a video. It was of this, like, boy band shit from, like, back in, like, 2010 or something. And the Emblem 3, that's what they were called. And I remember one of the members just saying, like, dude, like, we say these, like, he said this. He was like, we say the stupidest shit on our songs that make absolutely no sense. But they were hits. But they were hits.
Flow?
You know what I mean? It's just because his flow was insane.
Can you beatbox?
Like, I used to be able to. I don't think I'm not like those dudes you see on like TikTok and shit who can do like crazy shit.
Can you give me a beat?
Maybe.
You don't have to if you
fast,
don't want to.
Slow.
Mid. Okay. Know that I got it inside of the city. She wanna come with me. She looking so pretty. You know that I'm coming. I'm going.
We just had to get that out of our system.
Had it going.
Look out for our new albums coming here very soon. Look out for the new albums. Oh Jesus! Like when Snoop Dogg was talking about like Migos and Future and shit. He was just like, you know what I mean?
That was such a good clip.
But they did. Speaking of that, actually, let's get on that for a little bit, because like people want to talk trash about how like the Migos and Future and all them like sound the same, like all that. Everything they do is the same.
If you really listen to hip hop, then you can tell
like,
the difference.
But like, dude, they redefined modern hip hop. They did.
Yeah.
You know, as much as some people don't like to admit it, they did.
I think Chief Keef kind of did with trap.
Chief Keef did with trap because he kind of showed that like anybody, like any age, could do it. Because like back before,
didn't he come out when he was a teenager?
Yeah. Dude,
wasn't he like 13?
He was like 15 or 16. Look up when Chief Keef came out with Love Sosa, because that was right after he got out of prison. Because I remember on one of the tracks, he had like that audio of his family like greeting him when he got out of prison. You know, and it wasn't Love Sosa? No, Finally Rich. Finally Rich.
Someone told me that Chief Keef sounds like he has Tourette's when he raps.
Dude, I saw
I'm Chief, like, it's the ad-libs.
It is the ad-libs.
Get with the culture, bro.
But yeah, like Chief Keef really showed that like anybody at any age could be a rapper.
Yeah.
But like a successful one.
December 18th of 2012.
So released. Holy shit.
Right.
Yeah. He came out with that in 2012.
And how old was I? That was,
dude, I had to have
that
been.
Was 12 years ago. So I was 14.
I was 16.
Yeah, because you're 2 years older than
yeah.
me.
Yeah. I think Chief Keef and I were the same age.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, when you have guys like 50 and Wiz.
But see, yeah, that's what I was getting to.
Easy helping you.
Yeah.
You can get recognized.
What do you think about Trippy Red?
I think Trippy Red has some good
Okay, stuff. He's got some good ones that I enjoy.
Yeah. I feel like he either
but
has
But
like,
I don't think he's like a rapper that's going to stick around.
He either has like the best shit I've ever heard or the worst shit.
Or the
shit
worst
I've ever,
shit I've ever
it's
heard.
It's like there is no in between.
I'll tell you what's weird is that I actually like his more like melody type songs, like Topanga. Topanga was my favorite song.
I didn't like the fucking little baby noise in that song. Yeah, I didn't like that.
I actually didn't care.
I like that
song.
He's
ugly, but
he is an ugly motherfucker.
His music's.
So is Juice WRLD. So is Gucci Mane.
Juice WRLD, I actually enjoyed. I enjoyed Juice WRLD a lot.
No, I'm saying there were some ugly motherfuckers.
God bless.
Oh yeah, there were some ugly motherfuckers.
I mean, not that I care. But
no disrespect. Respectfully, of course. But you know, because they're doing a lot better in life than we are. I'll say. Well, yeah. not Juice WRLD, but
right.
R.I.P. Juice WRLD.
Dude, I was at fucking what's that steakhouse called? Alabama Steakhouse or.
Talking about Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Alabama Steakhouse.
Yeah,
drunk
dude.
From drinking beer down at the pool.
Dude, I fucking heard him at a Texas Roadhouse.
Like they were just like playing his music.
Yeah, and I was like, what the
Seems
fuck?
Seems like a very odd place to play that.
I know, I was a little confused.
Right. Of course.
I wasn't hating on it.
Because I feel like places like that, they would do nothing but Morgan Wallen on repeat. You know what I mean? Repeat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like they would just be playing nothing but Morgan Wallen.
I got some new celebrity fat names for you.
Oh, shit. What does that even mean?
I
don't even get what that means.
I only have two of them. So the first one is Rick Rozempic.
Oh, because of Ozempic?
Yeah.
Actually, that's fire. It took me a second, but that's fire. Fire.
NLE Chopped Cheese. That one's okay.
That one was kind of mid, but
all right, that's
you
know, all I
you started out strong. I'll give you that. You started out strong. you started out big on big.
Rick Rozempic.
Ricky Rozempic. Ricky Rozempic. I'm sure Drake is gonna find that. He's gonna put that in one of his tracks. Watch it happen. Because you heard about that Drake was getting accused of using tweets in his diss track towards Kendrick.
I would have done it, dude. I used ChatGPT.
Kendrick?
Huh?
Is this on Kendrick?
Dude, yeah, freaking Drake and Kendrick been going. Been living under a rock, dude?
I guess so. Apologize, people.
Good goddamn, bro.
I don't think that's the type to keep up with
that. Okay, actually, you know what? I'll give that to you.
I normally do.
I'll give that to you. You know, it's
Spotify's
all right.
Been keeping me under the rock lately.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah. I feel you. Well, yeah, because, Apple Music all the way. Right
I
here.
Actually saw a video of Drake's son. So I forgot that rich people like make their kids into like these like superhumans.
And oh yeah, they groom them for success.
But dude, his son can speak French and he'll talk French.
What?
He'll talk French to Drake and Drake will be like, "What'd you just say?" And he'll say some real shit like, if like you can do whatever you want and reach for the stars. Like he'll fucking say some shit like that in French.
Like uplifting stuff. And like,
yeah. I mean, yeah, some uplifting like, stuff. This I suppose kid,
they probably gave him the or they did not give him any of the boosters or anything. He's vaccine free.
That's wild to me. That's fucking wild to me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, shit, dude. The kid doesn't have to do anything. Yeah. His dad's one of the richest men to walk the earth. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. one of the most famous people to walk the earth.
And safe.
Like, dude, safe. He's breeded for success from the day he came out of that bitch's vagina.
If there was a language you could teach your child, which one would it be?
Japanese.
I feel like I would.
Think so.
I want to do Mandarin, but I don't like.
Actually, you know what? Spanish. Because I actually regret with the job that I have now not knowing Spanish, or at least not doing good in Spanish.
Do you think that's because of where we live regionally?
No, not really. It's just, okay, so I mean, I work for a lumberyard.
Right.
You know, so obviously, you know, I'm seeing a lot more Hispanic and Latino people coming in because that is, you know, it's not like a racist thing anymore. Sure. It's just, dude, I see a shitload of Latinos come into my store.
You know what I mean? Southern Ohio.
You should put a sign up.
Yeah. Like, it's not even on some racist shit. It's an actual fact, you know? And some of them will come in, and they're trying to use, like, Google Translate and shit to, like, talk to me. And sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
Sure.
You know? Or, like, you know, they won't use Google Translate, and I'll be standing there with my thumb up my ass trying to figure out what they're trying to tell me. So I call over my dude, Javier, who is El Salvador. I think he's El Salvadorian, and he can speak Spanish to him. You know, and we got a guy out in the warehouse named Buddy, and he's fluent in Spanish.
Tengo que bailar con sus madres.
I heard dance, I think.
You did.
You said bailar.
I said I have to dance with your mothers.
That's fucked up.
I don't know why.
That's fucked up. The only Spanish term that, like, the only Spanish phrase that I know, and it's because my old Spanish teacher was a bitch, and, like, she would make you say this, and if you didn't say it, she'd hit you with K. Like, you know what I mean? If you asked in English, she would hit you with K. And what you're supposed to say is, me permite ir al baño. May I use the fucking bathroom?
Yeah, that's, I mean.
And if you walked up to her and said, may I use the bathroom? She would say, K? Like, what? Until you fucking said it in Spanish.
I
mean,
I think learning a
language. If you're
listening,
I fucking hate you.
Clearly, you learned it.
I learned it, but, like, come on.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They're ruthless around here.
Like, if I have to piss my fucking pants, I'm not thinking about telling you, me permite ir al baño. Shut the fuck up, bitch. I'm going to the bathroom.
You should have called the police.
I should have. I should have immediately.
Policia.
Immediately. Policia. Policia. You know what I mean?
Dude, we should get a fucking, I'm going to bring over a TV and an HDMI cord so that we can start seeing what
he's looking at. Yeah, we could probably start doing that.
And we can have some videos and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably not a bad idea.
And I just think it would be good for...
It'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
For, like, content.
Honestly, yeah, because you've been sending me all those, like, Reddit page, like, TikTok cringe.
You like those?
Those things, I mean, they do exactly what they said. Yeah. They make me cringe my fucking ass off.
Yeah.
Especially that one that you sent me where the kid was, like, in the bathroom or something. He was shirtless, and he had, like, the eyeliner on and shit. And he's like, hey, you bullies,
get away
from her. You know what I mean? It acted like he
you're going to make the dragon come out.
You're going to make the dragon come out. Fam.
Ha.
You're going to make the dragon come out. That's what killed me the most.
Your thing would be, I got that dog in
me. I got that dog. Oh.
You brought that dog in him. Hey, you heard the news? What news, man?
You got that dog in him.
Huber got that dog in him. I didn't know he was cool like that.
I didn't know he was cool like that. You know what I mean?
It's so like,
I didn't know he was cool like that.
You can use AI to like make songs. You just like put in
that kills me. That entire wave of like AI songs.
Yeah,
that shit kills me.
But
when it came up, there was one. He used Kanye.
Yeah,
and it was like a great song. And he's like, no way.
Like, yeah,
it was versus he actually.
See,
would
even
have
Kanye said that's crazy.
Illuminati took my wife.
Is it that one? I couldn't tell you. But
Illuminati took my wife. Illuminati took my... I don't
know. The algorithm knew his style.
But that's the thing.
Put it down.
And honestly, I think using AI to, like, you write a song and you make it with AI, that is pathetic, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Dude, if you're not getting likes on your music because you're doing it yourself, change your own algorithm. Change the way you're doing things.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, okay,
and we've been getting way more positive feedback on our new stuff than our old stuff. Dude, if you have to use AI to make your song sound good, that's fucking pathetic.
AI is getting pathetic. It's getting so advanced that, like, dudes are using AI to have a girlfriend. And then they can, like, send pictures of, like, a woman's fucking pussy and
you've seen all those Instagram accounts.
But, like, it's like a fake face on a real woman. Or, like, they'll make this, like, fake woman in AI. So, like, a guy can, like, cheat on his wife now and not feel bad about it. Mm-hmm. You know? Because it's...
No, swear to God.
It's just a robot.
There's, like, these influencers now on Instagram.
President AI.
That's where we're headed.
It's coming.
Is President AI. We're headed there.
Right. Don't forget to talk on the mic. If you have to move that stand, you can.
That's not... Anyway. Like, anyway, what I was saying before, dude, if you have to use AI to make your song sound good or to get attention, that's pathetic. It's wholeheartedly pathetic.
Because eventually you'll get pointed out on it. It's like,
yeah, I mean, not only will you get pointed out on it, but, like, even if you admit to it, you know what I mean? If you're, like, right out the bat saying, like, I used AI to make, like, I wrote this song and then I used Drake's voice, I used Bryson Tiller's voice, like, whatever, to get recognition, that's pathetic.
I have a really good idea. Because
you're coasting off another person's success.
I have a really good idea for a movie. It's called Gay AI.
Gay AI?
Do you think one day AI would be gay? Like, do you think there would be a gay AI?
I think that people, we're just, like, really smart monkeys. I think, like, our purpose is to make AI. And AI is basically just this brainless... Soulless,
it's a brainless tool,
but like it's kind of like it's going to turn into a life form.
Yeah, because we're going to let it,
and it's going to breed, and it's going to do all that shit. It's going to make more of itself over and over, and I think it's going to phase out humans by making us like, because like, dude, fucking microplastics. I'm studying microplastics right now at the EPA,
mm-hmm.
Dude. Literally, like it's making men's fucking taints and balls fucking smaller over time.
I heard that. I heard that there was a study done where. Like every male's balls that they studied had microplastics.
I read that the other day.
Yeah.
Can you look that up real quick?
That in dogs also.
Yeah, dogs too. Everybody's got them.
So right now my study is we're trying to find a way to be able to study microplastics. So we're trying to find a way to get it down to the nano level because you can't buy...
Like, microplasm, you can't just buy that.
Yeah,
shit.
It's not like commercially available to study. So mm-hmm. We're trying to figure out how can we make plastic that small so we can inject it in animals and then study the effects on organs.
Like,
over
are
a
we
long
talking? So we're talking microscopic scale. Are we talking like
even smaller
cells?
Than that. No, smaller than that. So it goes micro and then nano. 1,000 nanometers is called a micron, which is one micrometer. So like when you say a micron, you're saying 1,000. Nanometers. It's just the same way of saying a micrometer.
Compare that to the human hair.
A human hair is like 10 nanometers.
10 nanometers?
Yeah.
Okay. So infinitely smaller than that.
Not that.
About the same, or no, I think a human hair is 50 nanometers. I don't know. We should look that up as well, if possible.
So that study about microplastics mm-hmm. being in everybody's bowels,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Like, what if you nutted in a woman and she birthed a toy? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, dude. That'd be crazy.
Like, you know
it wouldn't
what I mean?
Be that extensive, but it's a long line.
Like, she just, like, you know, you're... She
was some kind of, like,
she's given
fetus.
Birth, and all of a sudden, like, Buzz Lightyear comes out.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
I think that's, like, in, like, a parallel universe.
That's a parallel universe right there.
I think the eventuality would cause, like, situation being neutered. Like, it would just...
Oh, yeah.
Stop your...
But yeah, AI is trying to make us genderless. I think our society is actually starting to make men, like, more feminine in general. Like, they're trying to suppress masculinity. Like, we can't be fucking men.
Yeah, anymore. Like, I mean, like, I hate to say,
it's like, more of like that. A liberal Democratic.
It is definitely a liberal. I'm crying because you said mean things, like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, type deal. You know, and I'm just sitting here like thinking to myself, you know, where did we all go wrong? Where did we go wrong? You know what I mean? It's cool.
I can tell you how, because we let the minority have the biggest voice on social media platforms. And then all of a sudden everyone, the normal, rational, average person is scared to say, hey, I don't want a trans person.
So you mean by minority, like you're not talking about like race, you're talking about just like the people that suppress.
I'm talking about LGBTQ people.
Well, that, like, you know, the marginalized groups.
Yes.
Yes.
So, like, by
so within a wide span, you're talking about the marginalized.
Yeah, group. I'm not talking about race. This okay. has nothing to do with race.
Okay.
But like, if you think about shit like in sociology classes, this wasn't a thing before. But now, like, when I took sociology, it was like you have to learn how what like queer theory is, mm-hmm. and like all this shit. And I mean, I guess it's necessary, but there's such a small fraction. I think they need to be acknowledged in like yes. a classroom space, but not to the extent
that we are.
Because like we had a whole fucking chapter.
Like, dude, you don't want to be treated differently, but being asked to be, you know, recognized and being, you know, just put in front of everybody's faces, that is separating you. You know what I mean?
It basically like, comes down to who has the access to the most resources.
Exactly.
At the top, it's white. That's what the whole fucking issue is. These people are pissed and they're minorities because not just the hate that they receive, but because they have access to less opportunity.
Agreed.
And the government at one point actually started hiring people. I don't think it was just the government, but a lot of companies started hiring people based on race and...
Well, it's because they're scared. They knew they did some fucked up shit in their past and they're trying to make up for it before anybody finds out.
Now,
but anyway, we actually got off track there. So you were looking up the microplastic thing.
To compare a microplastic with nanometers, a human hair is about 60,000 to 100,000.
60,000 to 100,000. Excuse me. Goddamn allergies.
Wait, what'd you say?
Human hair is about 60,000 to 10,000 nanometers wide.
Okay, I was way off.
Okay, so.
But still very small.
So it's a very small.
It's like
very
16 small. Micrometers.
Okay, gotcha.
So, yeah, microplastics are even smaller than that, and it builds up. The average person eats about a credit card's worth of microplastics in, like, I don't know if it's a month or 3 months, but it's a lot. And it builds up in your system over time.
Did you just fucking say a credit card?
And it actually like fucks up the ways that your cells replicate, the ways that your organs function, the way that...
Oh, yeah, we're birthing toys, dude.
It's due to how much water we drink out of bottles, how we store this, how we...
Water bottles.
Mm-hmm. You heat your leftovers up.
Actually, yeah.
You store it, plastics used in everyday life.
It's so funny you say that.
And it's so minuscule, you're like, oh, that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But it adds up.
It's so funny that you said that because my mom actually was talking, like I was just on the phone with my mom yesterday, yeah. and we were talking about this, like because we were talking about that news story where we found microplastics in the testicles, like things like that. And she was like, yeah, your dad and I, we got rid of our plastic containers. Like we're doing all Pyrex glasses now.
That's good.
Because we just, you know, we heard that study and we were like, okay, we need to cut plastics out.
See, we didn't have these issues back in the 30s and 40s
when everything was glass. Everything was glass.
It may have been in a tin can. Yeah, your can goes. Don't make it wrong. But
yes.
Everything else was in a glass bottle.
Exactly.
Glass or plastic.
Or paper. You know,
same
milk came in a paper jug.
Right. We don't have paper issues.
Or like the milkman dropping off a little cage of milk. Mm-hmm. It was all in glass.
Yeah.
Remember when that was a thing? Fucking milkmen.
Yeah, right.
You got to think, though, there's billions and billions of
Daddy?
People.
So, like,
we kind of need plastic to, like, support.
No, it is kind of crazy. I mean, dude, just looking at in this room right
now.
It's
malleable. It's easy to produce. It's an oil product. Like, it's very convenient.
Just looking in this room right now, I see, like, half the things in this room are plastic.
Speaking of oil, though, everything is based off of oil, even our money.
It is.
Everything is based off of the production and demand of oil, which is really interesting.
Yeah. Oil's a huge industry.
Like, even, like, the value of the dollar is based off of oil. I mean, like, indirectly. But basically, without – and all these fucking people who are, like there was a young man that cut up – I don't know if it was a guy or girl, but they cut up some, like, famous – painting, and it was in protest of oil.
Yes.
Like, it was stupid.
Yes, I remember what
you're... Without oil, well, we would be fucked.
What happened was, it got... I think I know which one you're talking about. It was the one that got sold at auction. Mm-hmm. And it was in a frame, and I remember, because I love this piece of art. Yeah. Like, it was one of my favorite works of art ever. Like, of modern art ever. The artist put it in a frame that went, as soon as it got sold at auction, and it was like millions of dollars, you know. The frame had a shredder down at the bottom.
Yeah.
And as soon as they banged the gavel, said sold, that thing went straight through the shredder halfway down.
I wonder if they saw to buy that.
They did. It was final. You couldn't take it back. God,
that's so cool. It was a painting from the 1600s.
Oh, you a painting from the 1600s?
Did you find what I was talking about? It's fucking priceless.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm thinking of a different one. I'm thinking of one with that little girl.
What was the name of the painting?
It was slashed.
Was it that little girl who was hanging, holding onto the balloon? Because I feel like that wouldn't be from the 1600s.
Matt, you're fucking on it, dude.
Trying to be.
He is. He's on it, dude. He's on it.
There's tons. These activists are crazy.
I'm sure a lot of these activists are just crazy.
Alex is probably sitting here like, what the fuck? Yeah.
He doesn't even know what the hell is going on right now. We got Matt's brother up in here. He just decided to come along, see what's up. You know what I mean? He's probably wondering, what the fuck am I sitting in on right now? I mean,
Tyler
the Inflator. We're back to that.
Tyler the Inflator.
We're back to that now, aren't we?
Snack Harlow.
That one's not bad. That one's not bad. I do like that one. I do like that one.
I actually, the way that I got those was, well, not all of them, but. There's this like streamer that I watch sometimes. His name is Queso. He blew up when I started watching him.
Fucking
Queso. He went from like 100k views.
Banned.
Banned. Anytime who said that, chat?
Whenever somebody just talks about his weight,
I always
bans
thought it was
him.
Stupid to watch streamers. Like, why would I watch someone play a game? But I get it now.
See, I still don't get it, but I also do, because I watch like Markiplier, Jacksepticeye. I'm not like an avid watcher of them, but like, you know, every now and again I'll be scrolling through YouTube and they'll be playing a game that looks interesting to me.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, I'm a huge fan of Five Nights at Freddy's, and of course like Markiplier and Jacksepticeye, they play those a lot.
Whenever
they're playing
it,
that.
It's kind of interesting because you think of Ninja, or is that his name?
Yeah, Ninja.
He.
The guy who played Fortnite or some bullshit.
He plays so well, people like to watch him because he plays so well. But like Queso, it's just a personality thing.
It is a personality thing, because, you know, he's not playing anything challenging. He's playing like these indie games or like these story mode games and things like that. You know, like he'll play the Chilla's Arts games. By the way, Chilla's Art, amazing dev company. Fears to Fathom. Yeah, Fears to Fathom is a great series.
I forget if that's what it's called.
Yeah, it's Fears to Fathom, because they have Home Alone. The Home Alone, Norwood Hitchhike, Carson's House, and now they just came out with like
Tower. Well,
the Watchtower, Ironbark Lookout.
It was all included in one.
It's like one game.
They're coming out with another set.
They are.
Which is have to play it, but I don't have anything to play.
The thing I like about the Fears of Fathoms game is that they're all based off of true stories that people submit.
They get them off Reddit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, people will tag into Fears of Fathom or email Fears of Fathom and tell their story, and then they'll make a game out of it.
Dude, one day AI is going to be making games.
I hope that day doesn't come. Because you know all those games are going to suck.
I think eventually it's going to get to the point to where, like, we won't even know if we're in a game.
Yeah.
It's going to be on some algorithm that's, like, so basic.
It's way too basic.
Oh, we've seen this before, and it's just
everybody's seen it before. You know what I mean?
And there's definitely going to be a lot of like sex games just to sell to people that they're just going to throw out. I think sex games are going to make a comeback because they were big in like the early 2000s.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know. I think there's a a company or a running of people who are, like, against that. So, yeah. For instance, got PlayStation 5 and the new game out, Stellar Blade. Great game.
I've never heard of that.
So, your main character is this voluptuous woman. She's basically like...
I like that.
You know, big titty anime bitches.
Sounds like perfect, my girlfriend.
Right? And you'll see this. There's a lot of excerpts online that are, you know,
advertising this.
However, jiggle physics are on point. Anytime she moves,
dude, actually...
Her double Ds are there. Her buns are there.
So funny you say that because I was noticing that in two games that I love to play.
Yeah.
And one of them's super old. One of them's pretty new. So Sonic Adventure 2 Battle.
Really?
Swear to God. Rouge the Bat. Like, dude, they'll make them fucking go up and down. I swear to God, that is not a joke. That is a real thing. Play the fucking game, I'm telling you right now.
Well, she's got them goth girl mommy milkers.
Dude, she got them goth girl, bat girl mommy milkers. I'm telling you, bro.
Dude, freaking take her to a freaking barnyard.
But, like, seriously, so there was that, and then the VR game that I'm playing all the time, Bone Lab, when you're the light or the fast, they're women, and if you, like, do this to yourself in the game, you feel like it moves your titties.
Nice. Oh, my God.
It's the weirdest thing in the world, I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
But that is a real, genuine thing, dude. Nice.
Yeah, that's dangerous. I feel like one day...
It's so dangerous.
Would you have, like an AI girlfriend?
Fuck no. What kind of fucking question is that?
Yeah, I'm not really into that.
No!
Brandon's like, what?
He's like, what the fuck did I just walk into? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you just put whatever you want.
Yeah,
you can actually, like, create the type of woman that you want, and she'll fucking... You can actually put, like, how slutty you want her to be. So
personality
she can be, like...
Made.
She can, like, talk to you about, like, her day at work, or she can be like, hey, I'm going to come over and freaking...
Well, that was kind of like that Futurama episode where they had the blank robot, and Fry uploaded Lucy Liu to it.
Right.
And it, like, was obsessed with him because it was programmed to be obsessed with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dude,
yeah.
Futurama is really fucking...
It's one of the greatest shows ever made, dude. I'm telling you right now.
It's very dry humor.
Putting some stuff together.
You know what I mean?
Dude.
Matt Groening really had it going for him. Him and David Xander Cohen. Is that his name? I think it's David Xander Cohen. Yeah, because David X. Cohen. Yeah.
Who?
Okay, we're going to cut all this out. You need to get that off the table. Because we're going to lose monetization. Like, I mean, it's too late now. It's been in the entire episode, but for future, let's not have that on there because we'll get busted for that.
Okay, I got you.
Because, like, I've noticed in videos that, like, they get taken down because it depicts smoking.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, that'll happen. Oh. Yeah. Like, that's why most of these podcasts, like, except for, like, the huge ones, like, you don't really see people, like, smoking. Especially, like, vapes and stuff like that. Like, smoking weed, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Smoking cigarettes, that's another thing. But, like, vaping, I don't know why. They just have this huge vendetta against vaping.
The thing about vaping is like, it's so easy to do it, like...
Anywhere. Well, we're going to cut all this shit out anyway, so we're... That was just me trying to let you know. But anyway, I think we only got, like, 15 minutes left or something. Yeah, like, 15 minutes left.
Yeah.
No, more like 10. Yeah, we got, like, 10 minutes left. And that'll be an hour. Anyway, let's pick up somewhere.
Can I touch back on, we were talking about games and, like, you know, watching someone. These kids these days would rather watch the game being played.
Yeah.
It just drives me nuts. It's like,
mm-hmm.
It's interesting because we're not even that old,
mm-hmm.
but the slightly younger generation would rather watch than play.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'd rather watch... to get a playthrough, like, all right, I'm stuck on something.
No, yeah, I'll watch shit to, like...
I'll figure that out, and I'm playing through. And then it's, like, whatever I put.
I'll watch shit to get through it, but, like, there's only certain games that I'll watch just to watch, only because I don't want to... Like, if it's, like, an indie game, I don't want to pay for it and then hate it.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's my biggest thing. I don't want to pay for it and hate it. You know what I mean? Okay.
Some of them are, like, $3, though.
Yeah, but, like, still, it's more of, like, a principle thing to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Time invested. I want to, like, look at something so I don't miss something as I'm going through it.
Yeah.
I have been playing DS games out the ass, dude.
On your emulator? Delta emulator? Yeah.
I'm playing fucking Pokemon Mystery Dungeon right now.
Dude, yeah. Thank God Apple got their pull out of their ass. They got their pull out of their ass, and now we have emulators, dude.
Nice.
We have emulators. We can play anything now.
There's also a DS game. It's pretty fucking nerdy, but it's called Rune Factory.
Never heard of it.
Almost like Animal Farming for adults.
Really?
Never heard of it.
It's like a more mature version of Animal Farming. It's like the whole basis of the game.
You mean Animal Crossing?
Yeah, Animal Crossing.
You just pissed off a whole bunch of people. People are gonna watch this and get pissed the fuck off.
Fucking,
because do you realize people who play Animal Crossing, you're racist and you know it.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that now. If you play Animal Crossing, you're racist and you know it.
Not played it. But.
First of his Alabama Steakhouse. I'm on 4 hours of sleep.
Alabama Steakhouse, not Animal Farming. We're struggling out here.
You ever heard of life? He's not racist.
What the fuck is an Alabama wet wipe?
It's where you spit on toilet paper and then wipe. What?
Why would anybody do that?
Because if you're at a place without water and you're a hairy man and you have to wipe and you know you gotta get it moist.
How often have you done this?
It sounds like you have some experience with this.
No.
Would I be correct? Yeah, that smile says yes. That smile says yes. You lying son of a bitch.
No, I got that from fucking Bert Kreischer. It's part of his
facts. Okay. Actually, speaking of that, I tried something a long time ago, and I've never tried it again. And I think that's why I'm also not into, like, butt stuff. I tried a bidet. You know what I'm talking about?
So did I in fucking Italy.
I
liked it.
It was refreshing. Let me ask you something about Italy. Let's get back to that for a second. Okay. What? There was toilet paper in Italy, right?
There was.
That was a thing?
Yeah, but you don't have to use it.
Why in the United States are we the only ones who don't normalize bidets? Why is that?
Can I ask this also? Say.
Probably money.
Say you get juiced in the buns, right? Nice and clean.
Which I have. I've been juicing my buns.
Do you dry off?
But yeah, that's the thing. These bidets do dry you off.
Oh, they have a dryer.
They do dry you off.
I didn't use one with a dryer, but the toilet paper is there, in my opinion, to dry off. Between the cheeks.
Yes.
And I don't know. I think it's nice. You feel refreshed.
It was weird.
Do you feel lint free afterwards?
See, here's what happened to me. I had a friend, one of my best friends, one of my first friends, actually, way back in the day. His family was Asian. They were Japanese, right? And they had a bidet in all of their bathrooms, all of them. And I remember I went to go use the bathroom at his house. For the first time. Like, he lived down the street from me, so I was just, like, a little kid. I swear to God, I was probably no more than 8. And I'm going to my friend's house, and I, like, go to the bathroom, and I get in there. There's no toilet paper in there. None.
Right. I would have called the cops.
And I was like, and I went up to his mom, and, like, his mom didn't speak good English, but she said, like, you could understand her. You know what I mean? Like, she kind of spoke, like, broken English, but it was still pretty good, you know? And I asked her, I said, where is your toilet paper? Like, I don't, where is it, you know? And she looks at me, and she was like, oh, no, you do not need. And I was like, okay, what do you mean? And she started pointing me to the buttons on the bidet, because they were all in Japanese. All the buttons were in Japanese, so I had no idea what they did, you know? And she was like, this button here, it clean your hip. And this one, clean
your hip
up.
Your hip?
Yes.
That's an explosive fucking destructive force of
I cannot
of,
make that up. That's shit. Exactly. That's the first thing she said to me about a bidet. She said, that one cleans your hip. And I was like,
that is an annihilation.
What are you talking about? Right. Why in good God's name do you need a toilet to clean your fucking hip?
Dude, you know? Okay, so in Italy you have a bidet and then... Okay, so you have the toilet, and then there's a separate toilet, and that's the bidet. But there's no lid. You just sit on
the glass. Yeah, you just sit on that thing.
Like, there's no lid to fucking lift up and down. I didn't like sitting on bare glass. It just didn't feel right.
No, it didn't feel right.
But I did it, and I got used to it, and I was like, I guess this is the new
me. No, it was weird. And then, like, she told me about how that one cleans, like, your ass. Like, the next button, like, cleans your asshole, and then the next button after that dries your asshole. And so I took my shit at my friend's house and I fucking used that thing, traumatized me immediately. Traumatized. Like, dude, as soon as that thing shot up there, I jumped off of that toilet because I was not expecting. See, that's the thing. I was expecting it. I knew what was coming to a degree, but not like that.
I just got molested.
I just got molested by a toilet.
I think I should have played you some.
Like, we needed. I needed to call the cops on that toilet, but it took me till now to have the strength to come out with my story. But yes, that fucking toilet molested me when I was 8.
Call a social worker.
You know what I mean? I need therapy, man. I need therapy. No, I'm truly insane.
That's really cool stuff, man.
Dude, isn't that fucked up, though?
Very cool.
Isn't that fucked up?
No, I'm down for it.
So, no toilet paper.
So, yeah. So, but that's the thing. That's what I was getting towards is that, you know, all these other countries, like, they use bidets. They use good old soap and water. The reason we use toilet paper is because they are companies worth billions and billions of dollars.
They're making money off of shit. Okay, I think we should change.
They're making money off smearing shit up your ass. But anyway, yeah.
We've been talking about fucking bidets and fucking
bidets and shitting
wet assholes for fucking like 10 minutes.
Man, we're getting out of hand.
Moist bums.
We actually kind of need to wrap this up.
Yeah, I think we can call it.
I think we can call it a day with that one.
That was a good finish.
That was a good finisher right there. That was a pretty good finisher. We're talking about shit.
Would you say it's a washout?
I would say it's a washout. I would say it's a washout.
Thank you for watching the Eagle Boys.
Thank you all so much for watching the Eagle Boys.
And we'll see you next time.
We're going to be having some special guests coming on, so stay tuned for that, and we will see you in the next episode.
Peace.